Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
With delirious joy, they've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
Indeed, I am your host, Mark Unger. Joining me, as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley, and of course, the incredible Ross Allen Skorzewski. The show is engineered by the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer. Pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incomprehensibly, immeasurably boring show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgunger.com. markgunger.com. You can send us a question about anything. This is how the show goes. This is how the game is played. You can send a question about anything. Nothing is off limits. And then remain totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. That's the premise of the show. Nobody. In exchange, we are now brutally honest in the way we respond to you. This is the meanest show in Christendom. While every show in the Christian world is overwhelmingly concerned about how you feel and how your feelings are impacted, this is the anti-feeling show. The premise of this program, we don't care how you feel. We do not care in any way, shape, or form. So, if you're sensitive and you want someone who really keeps your feelings in mind, don't email me. Email Focus on the Family. They're nicer than I am. Somebody else.
Everybody's nicer than you.
Everybody's nicer than me, for heaven's sakes. You warn them, you warn them, you warn them, you warn them, and they still email me and get upset.
Just as a little rabbit trail here, you know how people will say you're the Howard Stern of Christendom?
What the heck? That's pretty
shock jock.
Yeah.
Shock jock.
Anyway, Howard Stern is now on America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Instead of
I want to be on America's Talent. Got Talent now.
I really expected him to be mean, you know, because he's just Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I've watched it, like a show and a half of it, and he's been very nice. He's very nice to those contestants.
Yeah.
Way nicer than Piers Morgan ever was. I think that, and I thought he was going to be just a mean rat, and he's not. He's nice. See? So mean people can become nice. That's the moral of the story, Sleepy.
You've already bored me. I'm already bored. We've just lost thousands of listeners right now.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about Howard Stern.
I'm sorry. I was just saying there's hope for you. If there's hope there's for hope Howard for Stern, there's hope
look,
for
no
you.
One would be this mean to you in person. I would not be actually this mean to you in person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The premise of...
if you catch him on a good day.
On a good day, I won't be this mean to you. People often ask, will you do private counseling? I say, you don't want
no. No.
Come my way.
Ross.
We'll see Ross.
Ross will meet with you. He'll actually be nice and compassionate. I won't be as mean as
the
show.
Well, in the first place, he won't even listen to you. You won't even listen.
I'm a terrible listener.
Yes, you are.
I don't even know what you're saying right now because I don't listen to anybody. I'm the world's worst listener. I'm a terrible counselor.
You're a good listener when it's about you.
Because I love me.
Yes.
I'm my biggest fan.
I think I'm fabulous. He's getting the sex buzz in his brain, remember?
If you talk about me, I'll listen intently. Yeah. But the minute you start talking about your own problems, all I hear is blah, 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 blah. You don't want me counseling you. People all the time. Will you counsel us?
No.
You don't want, trust me.
They don't.
Yeah, but they, because they see me on TV.
Yeah, and they think you'd be a nice.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
He's the last person you want counseling you, quite frankly. Not to be mean, but.
Yes, yes. Anyway. It is what it is. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, this one actually came from a listener. Here it is for you, Roscoe.
Thanks.
It says, love is blind, says the well-known adage, and now it's officially also rendered that it makes you stupid, according to new research.
You need research to find out this makes you stupid?
Evolutionary psychologists at the University of Oxford argues that the rational parts of the human brain shut down when experiencing the feelings of love. MRIs showed the brain activity of volunteers as they were shown pictures of their boyfriends and girlfriends with whom they said they were truly, madly, and deeply in love with. They said the people gazing at the images of their loved ones, and the MRI showed the rational parts of their brains actually shut down when they were looking at pictures of the people that they loved, dulling their critical faculties.
Well, I don't think that's news to anybody. What a lot of people don't know, which I tell singles all the time, is when you're dating people, you don't want to be having sex with them. You don't want to get physical with them because right. that really makes you stupid. Sex will make you dumb as a brick. People make the worst mistakes of their lives, and then they wonder, I don't know what happened. I guess we were too young. We were too fat.
The parts of
we
your brains that critically think we don't
think anymore.
We were
too oily.
Anymore.
We were too greasy. No! The reason you made such a terrible marriage decision is because you were having sex with a dude. Stop it. And here's my argument. Before marriage...
And this is a good argument.
Sex... I'm sorry, before sex. Sorry. Before sex. Men are very, very stupid. They just... Hey, baby! They can't think, okay? And the woman tends to be more clear-headed.
Yes.
But after sex, I contend it flips like a coin. All of a sudden, the guy becomes very clear-headed.
Like, what the heck was I thinking?
That's exactly what he thinks.
Yeah.
And now the girl gets dumb as a brick.
Yeah.
Oh, why won't he call me? I want to be with him. Oh, sure, he's got issues. Yes, he just got out of jail as an ex-murderer. I realize that he beats me 5 times a day. I understand everybody has problems.
He wants to tie me up and we're having sex, but I can't
tie him up and pour gasoline on me and light me on fire before we have sex. I understand he's got a few issues, but I just love him. See, because women become real stupid. You girls... Listen to me. Don't get physical with these guys. Keep him stupid, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
Because you will become incomprehensibly, immeasurably stupid once you have sex with a... And you don't even have to say, just
outside
get all feely, squeezy
of
yourself.
Yeah. Touchy-feely.
It'll make you dumb as a brick. Mm-hmm. Then he becomes really clear-headed. He's the guy now who's not
sure
he
wants... He knows what he's getting now.
Well, now he knows he doesn't want to be with you. That's what he knows. You think women get a clue. Not all women, I know. Some people get mad at me and say, I'm always slamming women. I don't mean to slam women. It just... What are you thinking?
They're not thinking.
And they get attached to these guys, and they cannot break it off for the life of them.
Yep.
Because they've gotten physical with them.
Yep.
And all that drug is just going through their body and all this stuff, and it binds you to these guys. And you can't think logically. Until you've been married to him for about 5, 6, 7 years. Now, now you come out of your drug-induced state and you're thinking, what was I thinking? Somebody help me. Please, pastor, help me. And then you go to some pastor and waste his time for hours on end and all your friends' times for hours on end trying to save a marriage that should have never happened in the first place. But you wouldn't listen to anybody. You couldn't think straight because you got physical. Do not. You want to ruin it, especially for you women. Just get physical with these guys. I guarantee it will help you make the worst decision of your life, and you won't even know it. All right, we'll be back with your emails right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails in the most uncompassionate way known to man.
Of course you are. It's a dating question. Are you ready?
Yes.
He says, I recently met a girl online and we have been talking for about a month. Mm-hmm. We both share the same values and morals and many of the same interests.
On paper, anyway.
Yes. She's going to college for cinematography in the pursuit of making missions documentaries.
And she wants to do a movie about me. Is that what he wants to know?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. But maybe. Boomy after vami? You threw that out there.
What?
What'd you say?
A movie.
She wants to do a movie about me.
Oh, they said boomy vami.
Boomy vami, yes. She wants to boomy vami. What the heck does that mean?
A movie about me.
Apparently, we're reading our own language here on this show.
Boomy vami.
Yes.
She wants to boomy vami.
Maybe she'll do
she wants
your.
To do a movie about me.
Maybe she'll do your documentary.
I don't know. Maybe she wants to boomy vami.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
He is going to be heading to ministry training for a year for missions. So a year for each of them, apparently.
Okay. Okay.
Our schools are way far away from each other. Okay. Hometown's way far away, like 43 hours away. He must have timed it out.
Okay.
We're both interested in each other. Yes. Remember, they've only met online and want to turn our friendship into something more. Once my year of school is done, would you suggest that I gather up my things and move down to where she lives? Or would you suggest something else?
Well, why don't you ask me that question a year from now?
Right.
Well, they want to know what to change in the next year.
He doesn't even know if he'll still even like her in a year from now.
Oh, yes, I will. I love her.
You know, I was just preaching about this Sunday. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow.
Today has a what?
Each day has enough trouble of its own. Apparently, people don't have enough problems every day. Mm-hmm. There's so few lacking challenges in this man's life. That he's got to add problems of a year away onto today. Seriously, dude, check your medication. Just relax. It'll be fine. Now, if he was asking me the question today.
Like, we're finishing school in the next month.
We're finishing now. Should I move over to her or should she move?
Yes.
My advice is always go to where the girl's home is.
Yes.
Doesn't always work, but that's always my best advice. Her closest network of friends and support will come from where she has all her friends now. My advice, you want to live in L.A., marry a girl from L.A. You want to live in Chicago, marry a girl from Chicago. You want to live in Green Bay, which everyone should want to do. Marry a girl from Green Bay. We got all kinds of cute girls here. For heaven's sakes, quit marrying these girls in Philadelphia and dragging them off to Washington State and making them miserable. Because what happens then? Listen, guys, I'm telling guys, let me talk to the men here. This is for your own benefit. Listen to me, you nimrods. What she will do when you pull her away from her friends and family and support structure, she will then take a straw, cram it into your brain, and suck your brain dry. She will try to get all of her emotional needs from you, and it will kill you, and she will
And you'll want to run.
Oh, you'll want to run, and you won't be able to do it, and then she'll get mad at me, and your marriage will go to the toilet. Honestly. See, guys don't get it, because despite the bravada given by so many women.
What was that?
The bravada.
Oh, that was nice.
Bravada. That women are better at relationships than men. It's horse manure. Women are in no way, shape, or form better at relationships than men. It's just different. I would argue women are much worse at relationships than men. You can take any man, drop him anywhere in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and in a day, he will make friends, great friends,
yes,
with the first bunch of guys he meets. They'll get together, they'll hang, life will be great for them. Women do not do this, despite their bravada and all their talking. They don't pull it off. I know women in their 50s, to this day, their best friends are the girls they went to high school with. They don't connect very well with new women. They just
don't. That's different, though. They new friends.
New friends. Well. No, I'm talking about new friends. That they
new
just all of a sudden.
Friends well, because they're very good friends with the ones. It's not that they're not good at that relationship.
Yeah, but they talk. And we're talking broad here. Not every woman, every man. I understand. Right. I don't write
because
me and
some men actually have intimacy issues and can't maintain friendships.
I'm just saying. They're so much better. They claim to be so much better at it, when in reality, they don't make friends very well. The ones that they have, they do a great job with.
Yes.
Without question. I'll give that to them.
Yes.
But you can take a guy. I promise you, you could drop me tomorrow in the middle of Seattle, Washington, and I could be at a church with some guys, and within a week, I will have buds. We'll hang out together.
It'd take you that long?
We'll go play. It wouldn't even take a week. It would just be instant.
It'd take
guys
me one
can do
conversation
it.
In the bathroom.
I mean, we'd be yeah.
How you doing? I'm doing good over there. Hey, everybody. You know,
and so we just connect. And now he's got his friends, and he's got a social life. But you do that to a woman, she doesn't do it well. Okay. So then she'll turn around and she'll try.
Many women don't.
Many
do well.
Women. Again, we got to quit using the extremes here.
But it's you.
I tend to be a bit of a hyperbolist. If you haven't noticed it yet, listening to the show, everything's the way I think.
The matter is, I know several men who are not good at making friends, and I know many women who are. So it's not all men and all women.
But generally speaking, and everything I say is generally speaking, I'm telling you, they don't do it well. Generally speaking, some women can do it great.
Especially new friendships.
It's the new friend. I'm talking about you pick it up, you plant him somewhere.
Yes.
You take a guy, plant him somewhere, he can have an immediate almost.
Well, because guys
social
just
structure.
Have this kind of a relationship.
That's not true.
No,
yeah.
That is so
no.
not true.
No. See, that's the slam. Guys do not. I'm sorry.
No. That's
most
the slam.
Guys,
you say
I'm
because
saying,
it's so superficial. I'm telling you.
I'm saying most guys I know don't have the depth of relationships with
Why?
Other
we don't
guys.
Talk
not
lot,
true.
Because we're not like
no.
sitting around.
No,
just
no I know guys who will share the deepest struggles of their hearts.
Yes.
Struggles with sex.
With somebody they just met.
It doesn't take long. Well, maybe not just met, but within weeks.
Sure.
And a month
just,
or so.
Okay, I will just
totally
go with what
connect.
You're saying. Well, I am
you're
very,
a woman.
Very
you're
unusual.
Not a man. You're not a
woman.
Understand.
No, see, I'm very unusual that way because I can meet somebody and become very friends very quickly with them. I just don't
That's
fit the stereotype.
That's because you're Wilma Flintstone.
I'm sorry. I have to take my filters out of it. Go ahead. Discuss away and I'll shut up.
No, because there are people who are different than that.
Yes.
I get it. I understand that. There's always exceptions. I'm talking generally speaking. Okay. A lot of women have no problem. You could drop them in the middle of Seattle today, and they'll have great friends,
right.
And they'll be totally happy. You know, Joy is like that.
Yes.
You know, she's crazy. You know, you can pick her anywhere.
Yeah.
I love having her. She just immediately connects with
yes.
everybody. She's a connector by nature. But I'm just saying, generally speaking.
Yes. There's
take,
a lot of women who
you
struggle.
You take a woman, and
yes.
you drop her out of her environment that she grew up in. She will struggle to make friends.
Yes.
Then she will insist, my friend, that you be her best and dearest friend, and it will drive
yes.
you crazy.
Yeah.
And she will be miserable, and she will make you miserable, and then you will come counseling to guys like me and make us miserable. My advice, going back to the original question, you want to marry a girl from Texas? Oh, you want to live in Texas? Marry a girl from Texas. Don't take the girl from Texas unless you talk to her about it and she wants to
yeah.
leave. Maybe she hates Texas and wants to go to
yeah.
Connecticut. And she's one of these yes. women who can. But generally speaking, it's general advice.
Yes.
Keep the girl where her family. And listen, when you start she starts having babies, you want her
yes,
to freely
you do.
Take and give it to grandma and to the sister and to her best friend. She'll do that.
Because
if
that is
her,
one way a woman will not leave her children with strangers.
That's the problem.
That is a
big
problem.
So as soon as you start having babies,
yes.
you know, now you can't go anywhere.
Yes.
You can't go anywhere for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Why? Because she can't leave them with
yes.
anybody. So I'm telling you,
yes.
stay close to the family. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice.
There's no denying what I see standing right there in front of me.
Me in front of the mirror.
I've been walking around and it ain't no use. Convinced that mountain's gonna move. Blinded by truth.
Sing it, Jimmy!
If I'm gonna move that mountain, it's one rock at a time.
Jimmy Bratcher, ladies and gentlemen! King of Christian Blues. Check him out at jimmybratcher.com. You listen to the Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships, and listen to people pontificate full of their own thoughts.
Full of something.
And speaking in extremities.
You never speak in extremes.
Everybody's a certain way. We know not all women
yes.
are a certain way, or all men are. But there are certain patterns.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's what
And I believe that. Yeah, I just have to remember I don't fit a lot of those patterns.
Well, we don't either. You're sitting with the two girliest guys I know, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy who makes his living just talking about everything.
And you're sitting with one of the least girly chicks that you know, so.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, another dating question. I am an evangelical man dating a Catholic woman.
Evangelical man dating a Catholic woman.
That's what he says. All right. I admire her faith and prayer life, and she admires my Bible knowledge.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
We seem very compatible and even see specific ways we could strengthen each other's Christian walks.
Uh-huh.
We are talking through how a future together would look like with our different faiths.
Oh, I'll tell you what it would look like.
He says, I am willing to make...
Does the word hell mean anything to you?
He says, I'm willing to make our home church Catholic church and raise our children Catholic. However, I am deeply attached to my evangelical faith and trust that it is the best way for me to serve Christ. Are we on the road to disaster if we try to make the evangelical Catholic relationship work long term?
Yeah, not anybody can make anything work. I believe that. I there's no question. Anybody can make anything work, but you're asking for trouble. You're just asking for trouble.
He says,
apparently,
would he be
apparently life isn't hard enough. Marriage is so easy and so problem-free that we lack a challenge in our marriage. So
we need that challenge.
So let's do something really hard. Let's get people who look at life completely differently. And I'm telling you, they do. No way does an evangelical, hardcore evangelical, and a hardcore Catholic view faith the same way. Do we all both believe in Jesus? Yes. Do we both believe in heaven and hell? Yes. But Catholics add a bunch of other stuff. Quite frankly,
well,
not even in the Bible.
In the extreme case.
Purgatory and praying to saints. If you're Catholic, don't get mad at me, for heaven's sakes. I'm just saying, but clearly you've got to admit, we do not agree. That's why you're a Catholic and I'm not, okay? So don't have a cow about it. I'm comfortable admitting there's differences.
Yes.
There's differences. There's differences between a Pentecostal and a Baptist.
Yes.
There's differences between a Methodist and a Lutheran. Fine.
Yes.
I'm comfortable. It's not the same. Why would you do this to yourself? And one of the biggest extremes would be an evangelical Protestant and a hardcore Catholic. Dude, he's not going to listen to me.
He says in extreme case he would become Catholic.
He's a moron.
And would that make
it
work?
For her. He won't. He says he'll do it just for her. But once he gets into it and he starts praying to Mary and he's thinking, why am I praying to his mom? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And praying to dead people. It's supposed to be saints. This is going to hit you like a ton of bricks. And you're going to think, you know, this. I got a friend who's experiencing this right now. And he's miserable. Marriage is hard. It's hard. It's glorious, but hard. Don't intentionally do stuff that's going to even make it harder.
Going party, you blues and blues. You're invited, but don't hesitate. It's on Main Street by the pearly gate. There's a party going on. Yeah, there's a party going on. There's a party going on. You ought to come along. It's up around the drone and guy.
There's a party going on. Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships as we pontificate our overly opinionated thoughts, answering people's emails and stuff. You know, this guy just wrote, you know, she's a hardcore Catholic, and he's a real intense, you know, real strong evangelical, and want to know if they should get married. Well, they're just asking for trouble. And first of all, you got to question. A hardcore Catholic has no business
marrying
an evangelical.
Right.
Not if they're a hardcore Catholic.
No.
So first of all, they're kidding themselves anyway.
Mm.
And
if
a real
she's
hardcore,
she would have nothing to do with you
from a dating standpoint,
right?
You know, so you guys, you're just deceiving yourselves. And I'm telling you, you're going to run into problems. A hardcore Catholic, God bless them. A lot of wonderful Catholics in the show. I'm not anti-Catholic, but we're not Catholic. I'm not Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I get it. And same with Lutherans. I mean, they think. I got a great chaplain, you know, in Germany. We were over there. He's convinced. There's many Lutherans that if you're baptized, that's what saves you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most evangelicals... No, that's just
not what saves you.
It's not what saves you. Mm-hmm. You can go in a dry sinner and come up a wet sinner just because you got baptized. You need to be born again.
Yes.
Okay. Now everybody argues about it. Every church has their own version of what is salvation and what isn't. I get it. But when you're talking two really different viewpoints on this, what are you going to do with the kids?
Well, he said that he was happy to have them raised Catholic and that they would attend a Catholic church.
Well, then he's not really an evangelical.
Because an evangelical wouldn't walk away from...
Your children, who you will love more than life itself, you're going to convince them it's okay. As long as they've been baptized, they're going to go to heaven.
As long as you're Christian when you're a baby.
That's it. And he's going to have a problem with that.
I don't think he's understanding. Maybe he's not thinking there's that big of a difference.
He won't listen to us.
Maybe he doesn't know what the Catholics really believe.
You too. If you get married, you deserve to be locked in a room together for eternity. That'll be your own personal hell. Or Catholic version, purgatory. What was that?
So that was probably my children upstairs doing something.
I heard the sky's falling open.
Yes.
So, you know, here's what's frustrating to me. And I don't mean to be mean, although I'm very gifted at it. It's a gift. Meanness just flows naturally from me. But do you know how many hours in the kingdom of God is wasted every day? Instead of pastors being able to take all their energy and put it into the teaching of the word, into winning souls and building strong, they're huge chunks of their time. Talk to any pastor. Unless they're in a big church where they can hire someone else to do it. Mm-hmm. It's sucked away doing marriage counseling.
Well, especially in the smaller churches.
Just sucked away.
Yep.
So you people who keep getting married, not using your brain, doing blatantly stupid things, you girls marrying guys, you know in your heart you should not be marrying this guy because he is no more Christian than the man in the moon. Oh, he believes in Jesus. Well, the devil believes in Jesus, for heaven's sakes. Then you get married. Then you're going to be miserable, and you're going to spend hour after hour after hour sucking the life out of the kingdom of God because you can't have 10 cents worth of sense. For heaven's sakes, stop it. There's people like they should be banned from marriage counseling. I will marry someone like this if they make a vow to God. I will never bother a pastor and ask for marriage counseling. These people should be, we should take a brand. Instead of putting 666 in their foreheads, put do not counsel. And then they can marry anybody you want. But just
marry whoever you want, but we're not going to counsel you.
Leave us alone.
Sure.
Don't be going to pastors.
Fix your mess.
Don't be going one. Don't be crying. Go on all your friends. Oh, we're so unhappy. Oh, I know that. Oh, Pastor Mark, can you help me? Ah! Now, look, a lot of people have problems. I get it. We will help you. But when you intentionally do stuff, you know everybody's telling you it's a bad idea. The reason he's even writing us is he knows it's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wouldn't be writing me in the first place.
They love each other. Love will overcome it all.
Oh, stinking blah.
That love is all you need is love. That's what the Beatles said, you know.
Yeah, just before they broke up. All you need is love. Then they broke up because they couldn't stand each other. So anyway, look, he's going to do what he's going to do. Nobody can talk him out of it. You know, it's just when you're miserable, remember this conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. And go to your priest and irritate him, you know. Move on.
Okay.
I can think of meaner things to say, but I think I've said it. Enough meanness. Move on.
Next email says, I'm a 25-year-old woman, joyously, happily married for 5 years, and my husband
Good
and
girl.
I are trying to start a family. It is taking longer than we anticipated, so I've joined an online forum for uh-huh. other women going through similar problems. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked at the number of women who are trying to conceive a child who are not married. Young or old, engaged or just dating, Christian or not. Yes, she says a significant number are Christians.
Everybody thinks they're Christians. Don't let that, again.
Yes, don't let that
title throw you. The church is always impugned because we say stuff like, Christians have the same divorce rate as non-Christians. It's not true.
Christians
it's just that everybody thinks there's a Christian.
Yes.
Everybody thinks they're Christian. Mm-hmm. They're lying, cheating, fornicating, yes. stealing, but they're Christian.
Yes.
So first of all, just for the what it's worth department. You know.
Anyhow, these women seem to view having a baby as something that is okay to do, even when they are scared to commit to a marriage. Mm-hmm. What would you say to these women if they emailed your show? It just blows my mind that they would try for a baby, sometimes spending a lot of money for fertility treatments when they or their significant other doesn't even want to commit to marriage. Just to make you even more ticked off, some of them don't want to get married yet because they are, quote, too young. She says, we are new listeners and love your show.
Too young, but we have children.
What would I say? You're not going to like what I say. They're not going to like what I say. Right. Your greatest, highest percentage of people in prison, criminals, drug addicts, violent offenders, take the worst of society, the greatest chunk of all those people come from homes where there is no father. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say to them. And now they'll boo-hoo and get mad at me and notice it anymore. I don't care. What are you going to do? You know, you tell people the truth. Nobody wants to know the truth anymore. That's in America, right. You can't tell people the truth because it's not sensitive. It's
they just
want to
feel good about their decisions.
Well, there's always an exception for them. You know, it won't happen to me. No, no, yes. You're so cute. Nothing applies to you. That's what I tell them. Just go to a prison. Yep. Any one of you women who think like it, go to a prison, men's prison, women's prison, just go through and ask the inmates, how many of you had a father in your home? Yep. And then walk out of there and tell me you want to be a single mom intentionally. Now, a lot of women, they don't have any choice because they're married to some idiot who divorces them. And okay, fine.
Why would you want to have a kid with a guy who doesn't even want to commit to marrying you? Because I'm telling you, some of these women think that if I get pregnant, we have a child, then he'll want to marry me. That's what they think.
Oh, he might for a year or two. Then he's going to dump you anyway. Go to the prisons. Just do that. That's all you got to do.
They're fatherless.
You go to a guy's prison. Overwhelmingly.
I would bet if you went to a women's
almost without,
prison.
Yeah, it'd be interesting with the women's. I know because we've done with guys.
I would
But I bet you it's true with women's prisons too. No father. All from a feminist culture who has given us the narrative. Remember the other week I was asking you, what is that word when someone puts out a certain line of thought and stuff like that, and we're trying to, you know, what is it? We're all choosing for the word. I've asked people for 2 weeks about this. It's been driving me crazy. It finally hit me this morning. The narrative. It's the narrative that is put out.
Okay.
When the White House puts out a line of thought, it's the narrative, you know. But there's this narrative.
I call it the party line.
What's that?
The party line.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had that. But that was driving me crazy. Right. For some reason this morning, it finally popped in my head. My head hurt. I was trying so hard to remember this word.
Oh, my gosh. For 2 weeks, you finally thought of it.
There's a word. I know there's a word. Why does that word?
The narrative.
And all of a sudden this morning, it just pops in my head.
It's the
narrative.
Blah they keep feeding you.
Yes. The feminist narrative is that men are really not all that necessary. In fact, they are dangerous. The problem is men are dangerous. You can't have men involved and,
the rant coming back again?
No, but I mean, if you look at that, they'll literally say stuff like the greatest threat in the home to children today is the presence of a man. Well, kind of. The presence of a man who's not the father.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely
that they don't
true.
Tell you.
Your that boyfriend, they don't the tell guy you. You're shacking up with, the stepfather, the 16th stepfather that
he's
you're bringing
he's the greatest
around.
Threat yes. in a home. But they don't tell yes. you that. They just, the narrative is that men are bad. Men are dangerous. You don't have to have a man to have a child. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't have to. But look at the numbers. Now, does it mean every single person who had no dad is going to be an axe murderer? No. Mm-hmm. It does not mean that.
But let's go with the odds, people. Let's play the odds, shall we? Hey, you go to Vegas and you shoot more money.
You know,
on worse odds than this.
Oh, you can buy the lottery. You know how people listen to the show buy the lottery?
Yeah.
You have
one in a bajillion.
I told one of our campuses Sunday, you're not going to win the lottery, okay? You're just not going to win it. Just get over it already. You're not going to win it. You have a greater chance of being struck by lightning.
Yes.
Than winning the lottery.
Twice.
They'll play those
odds. Wait. Struck by lightning.
Twice. In your lifetime.
In the same day. Then of winning the lottery. It's so absurd.
They'll go with those odds.
Yeah. They'll go with those odds. Yes. But when it comes to having children where the odds are clearly stacked, when you do it intentionally with no father.
Yes.
The odds of creating another blight and a criminal predator, a violent offender, an angry child who grows up into a man without a father, or a wife, a girl who becomes extremely promiscuous because she has no father.
Sure.
She's desperate for the attention of men. All come from these women who do this without a man. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Counseling someone who should have never got married in the first place.
Right.
Someone who did something really stupid. And they waste your time.
And they were told to you anyway. That it was stupid.
But they won't listen
to you. By their friends and by their family.
I mean, sometimes you just don't know stupid when you step into it, but then there's the people who step into it after being forewarned.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Your friends warn you it's a bad idea. Yes. Your pastor warns you it's a bad idea. Strangers like me warn you it's a bad idea. And then they get married anyway. Mm-hmm. Violating every principle any Christian worth 10 cents should have knowledge of. And then they're miserable and they don't know why. And they want me to fix it. No, nobody can fix it. You can't fix stupid.
No. Nope.
Anyway.
Fix stupid.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, this one says, Mark, would keeping or taking nude pictures of your spouse be considered pornography, even if no one ever saw them but you and your spouse? I did ask him, under what circumstances are the pictures being taken, and is someone masturbating to these pictures? He said, no one is masturbating to the pictures, and it would be just posed in the house, not engaging in any sexual act. I'm sorry. You're laughing.
I can't take it anymore. You're laughing. Seriously, dude. You need to take any woman who's dumb enough to let her husband go clickety 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 when you're sitting there book naked.
Okay, in the first place, it would be so mortifying and hilarious, and I couldn't even do it seriously. Are you kidding me?
First of all, most people do not look good naked.
Well, maybe he's a 22-year-old hottie.
Maybe he has the exception, or his wife really looks good naked. There's very, 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 very few people who look good naked.
Maybe he's going to Photoshop them. You know, because they do that to even the actual pictures that they put out there. Some of them are Photoshopped.
If you doubt me. Now, I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying for the sake of context. If you doubt me, just go to a nude beach.
Right.
You ever walk onto a nude beach?
No, I haven't, but I don't need to. I know what they look like.
Oh, unintentionally.
Yes.
All of a sudden you're going, oh, good.
Hey, I can go to the regular beach with people with just half covered, and I can imagine what the rest of it looks like.
Oh, no. No, you can. No, 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 no. It's much worse when you release the hounds.
Ross, you're just shaking your head.
Release the hounds. When they're just out there.
I can only imagine.
Dangling and flapping, and it's horrifying.
It's bad.
It's just horrifying.
Okay, but let's say his wife isn't in that category.
My advice, don't take
it. Is it considered porn? Why would you want to have a picture when you could just look at her?
I just think it's a stupid question. Is it porn?
No.
I don't know. I'll tell you
what. What if someone found them?
I'll tell you when it is porn, when somebody finds it.
Yes. I was going to say,
because someone finds it.
Someone can find it.
I would never want pictures of me out there just for someone to find it.
Can get a copy of that. You know, why would you do that? Why would you put, what is the point? What do you only see your wife like once every 6 weeks?
Well, that's why I was asking what the circumstances were.
What did he say?
That's why he said it would just be posed in the house. So there's nobody's masturbating. So what do you need him for?
Look, he says it's not tied to porn. I'm telling you, it's tied to porn. Here's a man who sometimes, remember, I've talked about this. On my DVDs, I talk about this, that men tend to imprint on their first sexual experiences. Mm-hmm. Here's a man, I guarantee you, his first sexual experiences, looking at pictures of naked women. That is his key, and he can't let go of it.
Yeah.
So now, even though his wife is right there in front of them, what he needs is a picture of her.
Why would you need the picture if
because
you have the real
thing? Because he keyed off on this. I'm telling you.
I guess.
This is what happened. This is why you got to talk to your kids, people. I mean, a lot of Christians say, well, yeah, you shouldn't have sex, but they don't take it very seriously. They don't understand the damage, especially to boys, because boys tend to imprint on the first sexual experience. Whatever a guy's first handful of sexual experience are, tend to imprint his brain for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. There's always exceptions, but I'm telling you, by and large, you will find this.
Yeah.
And here's a man. I promise you, it'd be interesting to ask him the question. In fact, I wouldn't even believe him if he said otherwise. But I'll bet you, here's a guy.
I'm sure he'll let me know if you're wrong.
I'll bet you his first experiences sexually were pictures of naked women. And the one thing about these guys is they have
to go back
there. I talked to a guy when I was first discovering this. I remember talking to this guy who says, you know, I just don't want to have sex with my wife. I said, really? You're not going to write to me. I'd have sex 3 times a day. But, you know, he just couldn't. And I said, well, why is that? And then I asked him a question. I said, were you always like this? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, were you never interested in having sex? Oh, no, I used to really enjoy having sex.
Really?
I said, yeah. And I said,
under
well,
what circumstances?
I said, well, are you ever interested in having sex with your wife? He said, well, if we go to a, a hotel, mm-hmm. you know, dinner in a hotel and stuff. Then we, and I said, let me ask you, what were your sexual experiences like before? And he, you know, and then he gets real bravado and starts giggling. Oh yeah, I used to meet women in restaurants, take them to dinner, and take them to a hotel.
Right. Bingo.
Bingo.
There you are.
So now, unless he can put his wife in that same context, he's not interested because he is so keyed off of these sexual experiences. So now she has to relive that for him to be interested sexually. That's what I'm talking about. I'll never forget it when that first hit me, and I started thinking of all the men I know. They tend to go back. They've got to relive.
What happened
first
is what you want to repeat.
Him. And here's a guy, for no reason at all, even though he's a Christian man, he is motivated to want to take pictures.
I don't know. He didn't say that. I didn't ask him that.
Most guys who listen to the show are Christians, mm-hmm. but maybe he's not. But here's a Christian or not, here's a guy, I promise you, his first sexual experiences to pictures.
Could be.
So what he wants more than anything is pictures of his wife. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
My mind was crazy, my soul was sick. Thought every day'd be just like the day before. Didn't know that there was any more. Different road than I was walking on. Different path and a different song. When my night turned to day.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Grooving on the Mark Gunger Show.
Trying to explain
turn it up,
what?
Turn it up.
No matter how hard
I love the song.
I tried,
play it.
I was blind, but now I see. You know Jesus set me free, and I can't get over it, and I'm not gonna try.
Oh yeah, I love it. All right.
You keep playing all the Jimmy. Do you want to say anything about that? Why we're doing all Jimmy now?
Oh.
Just in case people wonder how come we're playing all Jimmy, because they will, you know.
Just because it'll be easier for us. Here's the problem. Now that we're going broadcast, okay, because this show has been just on the internet for years.
Yes.
And it's very simple to get permission, and you pay these small little royalties to do an internet show. So once you go on television, not even so much radio, because all radio stations pretty much pay blanket BMI license and stuff like that. But now you got to report the usages of the song. But when you get on television, it gets real complicated. Mm-hmm. And then the fees really start going up. And I mean, you know, a show like ours, you'd almost have to hire someone part-time.
Yes. Just to track.
Just to track all the usages and the reporting and the licenses. Yeah. And some won't
it's
let you do it.
It.
And it's just. No, that's why you don't hear bumpers and stuff like that on television shows.
Yes.
You know, on occasion, you know, like Fox News, you'll hear like on the Five or whatever that you'll hear them do.
They'll play it.
But they got the money; they can do whatever. They got a whole, you know, got interns and stuff sitting there just reporting all these things and whatever. So the deal with we're thinking, well, man, if we could just find some really great music, and get permission, so we played the Jimmy card,
Jimmy,
because he's a great friend.
Well, so we
so
had
the
to
turn
the
is
Tim McGraw song too. At the beginning, we had to get new music for
we had
intro
to change
because
it all for
of
television.
Tim McGraw.
We made all these changes for television.
Yes,
because the rules on TV get really, really, really complicated. So, in exchange for having Jimmy's music to do all our bumpers and stuff like that, or anybody else that we can find like that, we promote their music. And he's a great guy. And it's great music.
Yep.
And those of you listening to it and digging it, go to his website, JimmyBratcher.com. Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E.
I-E.
Bratcher.com. He's really got fabulous music.
I love Jimmy's music.
And seriously, any of you guys out there, you're doing a men's event.
Have him.
You got to have Jimmy Bratcher. I'm telling you. That, you know, don't do this typical, you know, worship thing, you know. Praise the name of Jesus. That's great in church, but for a men's gathering, it's just creepy. And guys don't want to sit there and hold the hand of the guy next to him singing love songs to Jesus. All right? That's my opinion. What's great? Get a guy like a Christian blues player like Jimmy. Come in, rock the house. The men yell, scream. They're excited. It's cool. They'll clap. Now they're into it, you know. And guys just love blues music. So anyway, JimmyBratcher.com.
What okay, another dating quick marriage question I think no, we can no, fit know, in.
Yeah, nothing. Oh, really?
I think we can.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you talk about people not waiting until they are financially set before they start a relationship or get married, but what do you think about two people getting married who have different philosophies about money? For instance, one person appears to be completely comfortable with debt because they own businesses and the other person is completely debt-free. To me, I think it's a recipe for disaster. What do you think?
I think it's a recipe for problems. Mm-hmm. Why, if you intend... You know, going in, you already have major arguments about life.
Why would you
get married?
Especially money, because people say that's the number one thing they argue about.
People think that, you know, marriage is so easy that we can handle this. Marriage is hard. Don't do it. When do you know you're going to have problems? All right, see ya.
Bye-bye, boy.
Have fun storming the castle.